Be the star this Mother's Day and get the mom in your life a pair of diamond alternative earrings for $120 off the regular price. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. Last Mother's Day, they sold out. So go early to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
And the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
According to a letter released Thursday night, former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell told congressional investigators the days after the laptop story, Antony Blinken, then a Biden campaign advisor, reached out to Morell and set in motion the events that led to the intelligence official's public statement.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And then after that debate, here's the kicker. Chair of the Biden campaign calls up Mike Morell and thanks him for doing it all. It was a total political operation, and the most important fact is it was false.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We just said that you can, if you sign up for our, to get on our email list, just put in your email list at HowieCarrShow.com. You can, you're entered to win the contest to get the three Eden Peers. 508 says, I signed up my email for the contest, but it only asked for my first name and email address. How do you know the city or town the winner was from? I don't remember putting a city or town in when I signed up. Maybe I signed up in the wrong place. No, when we pick a winner, we go and we ask the winner, you know, we say, you've won, where are you from? So we can read the name. That's how. So once you're in the... all you need to enter is your name and your email address, and you're in. You're in the contest. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here in this last hour of the Howie Carr Show today and this week. Wish we had some sound of this one, because it sounds it appears that Mayor Eric Adams of New York, I mean, he's a weird guy, but sometimes he's okay. Like today, for instance. He went down to New York. Apparently, there was a meeting of the African American Mayors Association, and he just decided to speak before the actual meeting of the group took place. And I'm reading now from the New York Post. I don't think you'll be reading this in the New York Times tomorrow. Mayor Eric Adams raged today that the ongoing surge of illegal aliens into the Big Apple has destroyed, his word, that's in quotes, destroyed the city, as he delivered his most impassioned plea yet to the Biden administration for help dealing with the flow of illegal aliens into the city. His Honor, who earlier this week blasted the White House for turning its back on New York City, sounded the alarm on the multi-billion dollar cost of welfare to the Big Apple budget during the visit to Washington, D.C. today, where he plans to press the administration for federal aid. Here's the exact quote. The city is being destroyed by the migrant crisis. I thought they were only here to do the jobs Americans won't do. Apparently, they're not working. They're just consuming. They're indigent third world criminals. He also took aim at other elected Big Apple officials in his remarks, saying, quote, and none of my folks came to Washington, D.C. to fight for the resources that are going to undermine every agency in our city. Right now, the Big Apple is staring down the barrel of a $4.3 billion crisis that has forced the city to house more than 56,000 illegal alien welfare recipients in over 100 taxpayer-funded shelters. As recently as Wednesday, Adams took aim at Brandon as he accused the White House of abandoning the city and triggering, quote, one of the largest humanitarian crises this city has ever experienced. Every service in this city, he said, is going to be impacted by the asylum seeker crisis. He calls them asylum seekers because he's a Democrat. They're illegal aliens. They don't belong in this country. Do you know how much the city has spent on welfare for these illegal aliens since between July of last year and March? So what is that? That's 8 or 9 months. $817 million. So that's $100 million a month. $100 million in New York City alone on welfare for illegal aliens. Adams recently ordered city agencies to slash $4 billion from their budgets over the next 4 years to pay for the massive welfare payments to illegal alien criminals. Adams didn't name the name names during his speech, but the likes of Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, by the way, is the minority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives. And he's also the nephew of infamous anti-Semite City University of New York professor Leonard Jeffries. They've been quiet on the migrant funding, on illegal alien welfare funding of late. The latest figures from City Hall show that 34,800 illegal aliens are currently being housed in 104 emergency shelters. More than 56,000 illegal alien criminals have filtered through the Big Apple within the last year. Great! Wonderful. 844-500-4242. Let's play some more Brandon cuts. This Ed Markey was with him today, and apparently some people are texting that they're seeing Ed Markey on TV, that he's doddering around the White House lawn, trying to take selfies of himself with Brandon, an 80 something and a 70 something, and they're both soft as grapes, softer than a sneaker full of you know what. Cut two.
As I've told my distinguished friend from Massachusetts and good friend, Senator Markey, that it's really very, very dull when after all these years in public life, you're known for two things, Ray-Ban sunglasses and chocolate chip ice cream. Very dull president, but.
Oh, I think you're known for other things. Just ask Tara Reid. Ugh. Cut six.
EPA Administrator Reagan has done a heck of a job for us.
A hell of a heck of a job. Why don't you recognize some of the people in the crowd, Brandon? Cut nine.
Brenda, well, where's Mallory? There she is, Brenda.
Brenda, is her name Brenda Malloy Mallory? Brenda Malloy Mallory. Let me hear that one again.
Brenda, well, where's Mallory? There she is, Brenda.
One of his dear friends, Brenda Malloy, or Mallory. Remember what he said to I guess he was a Pennsylvania state senator, stand up, Chuck. And then he realized Chuck couldn't stand up because he was in a wheelchair. Guess what happened again today? Cut 10.
Look, stand up. And I want a war hero is not going to be able to stand up because she's in his wheelchair. But everybody else, please stand up.
He did it again. What do those MAGA Republicans want, Brandon? Tell us. Cut 16.
The MAGA Republicans in Congress want to repeal climate provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act. They'd rather threaten to default on the U.S. economy than get rid of some $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies to an oil industry that made $200 billion last year.
the hell is he talking about? He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about?
Did he say he's a dull president or a dullard president? 978 says, New York City deserves what they get. Get woke, go broke. You know, the thing is, somebody else points out that, you know, since Markey was there, did Markey drive his Mr. Frosty ice cream truck to the White House? Is that what got Brandon thinking about the ice cream? Okay, we're going to have one final story from Biden, and it's another Grandpa Simpson story about, it's again, this may be familiar to you, oil slicks and windshield wipers. Cut 11.
Well, I grew up in Claymont, Delaware, which is just on the Pennsylvania line. The time I was growing up there in a area called Brookview Apartments, there were more oil refineries in that neck of the woods, in that southeast corner of Pennsylvania, than in Houston, Texas. And I went to school about a quarter mile up the road on the thing called the Philadelphia Pike. And Mom used to drive us up because it was a very busy highway. And we'd drop us off. And on those days early on, when there'd be the first frost, you turn on the windshield wipers, not a joke, and there'd be an oil slick.
Not a joke.
Literally an oil slick on the front windshield. And how many folks across the country have had similar experiences? You know, we know public health impacts of toxins.
Oh, my God.
And there's real effects. So I think it's one of the reasons I had childhood asthma. So many people in that area, we had one of the highest cancer rates in the nation in that part of Delaware for the longest time.
Oil slicks on the windshield. Some days they'd come out and there would be seals beached on the roof trying to escape the oil slicks on the windshield. There'd be dead fish on the roof, you know, driven, killed by the oil slicks on the windshield.
I lived through the 10 plagues in the Old Testament. Come on, man.
844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
This is God-fearing American Comfort. We don't take kindly to outsiders trying to tell us how to live.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Mother's Day is coming. Get the mom in your life a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for $120 off the regular price. If your mom or someone who is a mom in your life has always wanted a pair of diamond earrings but was afraid to buy them because they cost too much and she was afraid of losing them, whatever, this is the way she can have a pair of diamond earrings, diamond alternative earrings. They look even better than real diamonds. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is what's the dirtiest trick the deep state has perpetrated against Donald Trump? Hillary's Russian collusion hoax, Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation hoax, the Ukrainian phone call impeachment, the January 6th committee, or the Stormy Daniels payment indictment?
I'm still going to go for the Russian collusion hoax, the first of so many.
46% say the Russian collusion hoax, 19% say the Hunter Biden laptop hoax, and the January 6th committee got 18%.
You know, I got the idea for this poll question from powerlineblog.com. Scott Johnson, one of the writers, had a piece today, and he said that the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation hoax was the worst dirty trick in American political history. And I I thought to myself, nah, not as bad as the Russian collusion hoax. But he just posted another another blog on Post, and one of his friends put his initial post saying it's the worst dirty trick in American history on Facebook, and the guy, his friend, was sent to Facebook prison for 30 days. 30 days in the Facebook hole for saying it was the worst. It was the worst dirty trick in American politics. Which I don't even. Again, I don't even think it's true. But Mark Zuckerberg, there you go. They're going to start laying people off next week at Facebook/Meta. Can't happen soon enough. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
It scares me to listen to him when he talks like that, and the oil, and we're getting 1960s references as to how, you know, things are all over the car, right? I mean, this is the best place in the world to live when it comes to this, right?
Right.
Am I right?
It is. Absolutely. You're right. And do you really believe that this little place in Delaware had more more refineries than Houston, Texas? That's very hard to believe.
Way to go about this is what America likes, that they love this old grandfather that can't figure out a goddamn thing. Is that their thinking?
What kind of car did his mother drive? Was it a Packard or a Studebaker or maybe a Pierce Arrow or a Stanley Steamer? I mean, what were they driving? You're right. I mean, all this ancient stuff that he talks about, it's just pathetic. 774, Joe experienced crankcase vapor on the windshield of their 46 DeSoto. May have been a Hudson. Those Hudsons were nice cars back in the day. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. You hear about this one? Carrie Lake, former candidate for governor in Arizona. She spends a lot of time down here in South Florida. I think she was at PBI, Palm Beach International Airport, on Wednesday. She had a turbulent run-in with Morning Joe and his third wife, Mika Brzezinski, during which time an aide to the husband and wife cable news duo allegedly called the former gubernatorial candidate a liar and election denier. They travel with aides? They're going back and forth on the airplane with aides? I didn't know they were that important. Lake bumped into the left-leaning MSNBC power couple. Now, there's another word, you know. Power couple? How about low-rated TV morning losers at the terminal in PBI Wednesday, according to an amateur video of the encounter? After exchanging pleasantries, the conversation turned icy when Brzezinski whipped out her phone and started recording their chat. I said, "Are you recording me?" Lake told former Trump advisor Steve Bannon as she recounted the incident during his War Room podcast yesterday. Lake claims Scarborough told his wife, "Don't do that." I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
781 says Biden's mother drove a 52 Tucker, even though they only made 50 of them in 1948. Limerick guy thinks Plugs is a LaSalle guy all the way. I don't know. All I know is he rode in a rumble seat. I don't know how he knew what was going on in the windshield, and the windshield wipers were melting because of the oil and the dead fish and the seals, because he was in the rumble seat of the Model A. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, I read that article you wrote about.
Oh, about Elizabeth Warren and her mash notes to the killer?
Yes. And the other one in the paper today about backing these killers.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
I just find her, like, so repulsive. And if her whole life is based on a lie, I just don't understand how far she got. And these people in Massachusetts had both of this nitwit. You know what I mean?
I know. That's the thing. I mean, I wrote a column. There's this killer, and he's doing life without parole. His name is Julio Leyva. Julio B. Leyva. And he, in Springfield, 10 years ago, he sawed off a .22 rifle, and he shot a guy 7 times and then rifled his pockets. Then he ran away to Tijuana, Mexico. He was captured by the U.S. Marshals. And he was brought back to Massachusetts. He was put into MCI Cedar Junction, Walpole. And he stabbed a guard there. And he was convicted of stabbing the guard there. He was also convicted of first-degree murder, sentenced to life without parole. And so he filed a lawsuit pro se. That means he couldn't even get a Soros, you know, nitwit mouthpiece to file the thing for him. He filed it himself. And he put in these letters that the fake Indians, Senator Elizabeth Warren, had written him. And, you know, I know they write a lot of these stupid letters to constituents, and we never would have seen these letters if he hadn't filed this lawsuit. And he put the letters in the lawsuit, which was a public filing, along with his court docket from Wrentham Court. So that's how we know that he stabbed the guard at Walpole. But during the height of the panic, May 8th, 2020, she sent Leyva a letter at his new prison in Shirley. "As our country navigates this challenging moment, I am fighting for you all the way." She's fighting for him. He's a first-degree murderer. He can never get paroled. He shot a guy in cold blood 7 times and then robbed him and then ran away to Mexico. And then when they brought him back, he stabbed a guard. Or he assaulted a guard. So then he's, of course, very concerned about the George Floyd riots a little bit later. The George Floyd death. So after the looting and arson and rioting and murdering sprees by the Antifa and BLM thug mobs, he sends her another letter, to which the fake Indian responds, "Dear Mr. Leyva, thank you for contacting me about police brutality and systemic racism. I share your deep concern about the deep-seated systemic racism and violence that continues to plague our country." What a fraud. What a fraud. How about the violence of someone who shoots somebody who's sitting on a porch minding his own business 7 times with a sawed-off firearm, then robs him and runs off to Mexico? Is that racist violence? Whoa, the guy that he killed was named William Serrano. Was that a hate crime, killing William Serrano? Was it a hate crime to attack the guard at MCI Cedar Junction? But she's running for re-election, and she'll probably be re-elected handily. 844-500-4242. You know, this isn't the first time this happened. During the Gulf War, first Gulf War, John Kerry, as Billy Bulger used to say, it was touch and go for a while. John Kerry couldn't decide which side he was on. That was true, because there was a guy in Newton who sent him a letter. I don't know which side of the war he was on. If he was for it or against it, but he sent Kerry a letter. And so one day he gets a letter. "Dear Mr. So-and-so,
Well, I just want to tell you that I totally agree with your position. I'm totally in support of our great effort to oust this odious dictator who's currently operating in Baghdad.
So that was one day. The next day, the same guy gets a letter.
Dear Mr. So-and-so, I couldn't agree with you more. I can't believe we're conducting this racist genocidal war against this nice young man by the name of Saddam Hussein. The Democrat
actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
So I'm saying this isn't the first time this has happened, but can somebody like check out these addresses? He's got the address of P.O. Box 8000 Shirley, Mass., and then it's got the zip code and then dash 8000, meaning it's, you know, someone there should know. Chances are that's the prison, and it is the prison in Shirley. But, hey, what does she know? She thinks Massachusetts has a West Coast. She thinks one of the largest towns on Cape Cod is Bern. It's on Buzzards Bay. Bern. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey. Are you familiar with the old show My Mother the Car?
Yes, I you know, I never saw it, but it goes down in sometimes in TV history as one of the worst series ever. It only lasted, I think, about 13 or 26 weeks, right? Back in the 60s.
Well, it was a 1928 Porter, and his mother was the car. It was possessed. So I think Joe Biden got his mother upset, and she sputtered oil on the windshield.
Maybe his mother has been reincarnated in that Corvette that he has in the garage in Delaware. Is that a possibility?
Well, you know, if he forces everybody to go electric, what's he going to do with his Corvette?
That's a good question too. It's not like the fake Indian or AOC or Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi are going to give up their gas stoves, and they're certainly not going to give up their air conditioning. I knew a guy who used to work at the he was a doorman at the Ritz-Carlton back in the day when it was in the Back Bay right there at the corner of Newbury Street and what is it, Arlington Street? And Kerry and Kennedy used to stop in there in the winter, especially. He remembered it in the winter. And the reason I bring this story up, the cell phone lots, as they call them, the cell phone lot at Logan Airport, and they say you can only keep your car on for 5 minutes. You know, you have to turn your car off because of polar bears, global warming, penguins, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy told me that Kerry and Kennedy, and I'm sure a million other beautiful people would come there, and they would just put the car right in front, the SUV right in front of the hotel, and they don't want to come out and be cold for a couple of minutes. Are you kidding me? These are very important people. So they would just keep the car on for an hour, 2 hours. Those cell phone law rules. Hey, turn off the car. You've been here for 7 minutes. They don't have to do that because they're beautiful people, you know? They're beautiful people. 844-500-4242-508. You seem to think one of Warren's minions made an error. They probably did know exactly where their correspondence was coming from. That's their people. I don't know. You may be right. You may be right. I mean, I don't think they would want letters like that to get out, and I don't think they wouldn't have gotten out. I mean, can you think how many letters there are like that? They must be going out every day to prisons all across the state. And wherever there are Democrat senators in Democrat states and Congress people, they're sending these letters out. We just don't see them very often because most times they get some nutty lawyer to file the complaints, their frivolous lawsuits, and the lawyers don't want to embarrass the Democrat politicians professional courtesy, so they don't use any of this. But this stone cold arch fiend killer just threw them in there, and thank goodness I got them. That's what I'm here for. 844-500-4242-617. Dear Ben Lager, you're a great guy. Love Deval Patrick. It was more than that with Ben Lager raped. He raped and he beat an old lady and then claimed that he didn't do it. And that if they just did, he claimed he was a victim. And if they would just do DNA testing, this was when DNA testing cost a lot of money, he could prove his innocence. They did the DNA testing. He was guilty. He raped her. He raped this old lady. Deval Patrick gave him $5,000. $5,000. Guilty as sin. 84. Thanks for reminding me of that, 617. I wonder if, the fake Indian would never give Julio Leiva a $5,000. She tosses around quarters like they were manhole covers. She wouldn't pay a nickel to see a volcano. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Their famous crab dip with Old Bay potato chips is back for a limited time. Find your 110 Grill today at 110grill.com.
After drinking 1 ounce 3 times a day, my patients tell me how wonderful Balance 7 makes them feel. I'm now recommending Balance 7 to you. You can experience the same great benefit that my patients experience. Balance 7 neutralizes the acid in your body and unlocks your immune system so that your body can heal itself. With reduced acid in your body becomes less inflamed, which means joint discomfort and heartburn disappear, along with many other benefits. Some of my patients start experiencing results in as little as 3 days. Money back guarantee.
Balance 7 restores the body's natural defenses to improve joint discomfort, support brain health, and help sustain energy levels. See results in just 72 hours. Wake up and hit the ground running with Balance 7. Use code word B7 for your free bottle of My Smooth Skin.
Get your energy back and order Balance 7 today. With code Howie, get free shipping and $15 off. Order today at balance7.com.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. If you want to read that column, by the way, that I wrote about Liz Warren and her dear friend, the first-degree murderer, Julio Leiva. You can read it at HowieCarrShow.com. It's there. And I've got the excerpts from the letters posted. And I've also got a mugshot of this nice-looking young man. He's a fine-looking fellow, isn't he, Taylor, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Very kempt.
You wouldn't imagine that Julio could commit this kind of savage crimes. It's just hard to imagine. When you go to the website and check it out and see what he's read the column and what Elizabeth Warren is working on these days in her it's her first full term as senator. You can also go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store and get a cheap bastard gift certificate to the Liberty and Union Ale House in Taunton, Mass. We have a few left. It's endearingly dubbed the Lou by the local crowd, and it's a great place to go. They've got all kinds of good food, and they have lots of local brews on tap, like Boom Sauce, Mayflower, and Bog Iron. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to the Liberty and Union Ale House, the Lou in Taunton, for just $25. So go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. It's a great thing to have. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I've been sitting on this story for a while. There's a, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings is being sued because one of these professional plaintiff types is saying that they're falsely advertising boneless chicken wings that leads reasonable consumers to believe that the products are actually chicken wings when they're not boneless. They're not boneless. They're not boneless chicken wings. Buffalo Wild Wings admits this. It's true. Our boneless wings are all white chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. But this is not the only time. There's more of these suits, but let me take a call here, and then I'll tell you some of the other things that these law firms are suing over. TJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, TJ.
Hello?
You there? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, Howie. I got two quotes for you. One is Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Yes.
And he says about your president, elect the clown, expect the circus.
Those are certainly words to live or die by, as the case may be.
That's a T-shirt right there.
Yes.
And then the second one came from Mark Levin.
Yes.
He said the other night about your dear John Kerry, mashed potato face, he called him. I wish I could take credit for either of them.
He's been called many things. I call him America's gigolo. I call him a live shot. Thanks for the call, TJ. 844-500-4242. So there are a couple of these law firms that just keep suing over and over again for products they claim they've missed. There's one called Treehouse Law, and that's the ones that are suing over the Buffalo Chick, the Wild Wings. And there's another one that is called Clarkson Law Firm. It's out of Malibu, California, and they have a professional defendant named Philip White. Philip White has been fooled by Texas Pete. He claims there's nothing Texas about Texas Pete. He also has been fooled by Benefiber, which is labeled as 100% natural despite the multi-step chemical process. He's been baffled by reef-friendly Kroger sunscreen containing products that can supposedly harm reefs. He says Snapple drinks are really not all natural. Consumers mistakenly think Barilla pasta comes from Italy, and that the opaque packaging of Whole Foods organic shells and cheese, which includes a net weight statement, conceals the fact that the boxes are only partly full. Now, if you don't like Carl Clarkson Law Firm, you can go with Treehouse Law. Treehouse Law has filed suit because they say consumers mistakenly think Truffauts de France truffles are made in France, that Starbucks customers do not realize that its sprouted grain bagels are, quote, made primarily with traditional non-sprouted grains, and that 100% biodegradable water wipes, quote, will not completely decompose within a reasonable time period after customary disposal. Think about all these things on Earth Day. See you Monday. I'm Howie Carr.
Think about what you think about.